Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at Resonant Truth. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Red Galactic Moon, and it is the eighth day of the White Wind wave spell, and it is the planetary moon day 14. So we are about to head into the third week of the moon. The planetary moon's third week is in the west. And if you're a regular listener, you know that I fixate on the third week in the West because every moon is 28 days long, and it is really formed by having 4 7-day weeks, which are familiar to us from our regular Gregorian calendar. And each week is set in one of the four directions. So a 28-day moon is in totality and experience of each of the 13 tones for a long stretch. 28-day duration is a very deep experiential learning of what each tone feels like, and we can use that when we then return or stretch our focus to include the Zolk'in, which we follow and move through tones daily. But these 28-day moons just, I think, can indoctrinate us with all kinds of personal experiential knowledge about each of the tones. And it also slows down the wave spell over a year that we're just like, wow, I had the magnetic tone for 28 days and then the lunar, etc. So it's just this very, I don't know, like broad rather than focused and heightened, but just like a languorous rolling through the 13 tones. And then don't forget, we go through 13 tones over 13 years. We're in the electric tone this year, and that is also extremely drawn out. But they all help us understand not just what each tone is, but what a wave spell feels like. We are always in triple wave spells, so you can really have your attention be fixated on the 13-day wave spell. But especially when we hit kind of peak moments or heightened moments, such as the third week in the West, each moon, I think we can draw our attention back to the 13 moon wave spell. And then maybe at the beginning of every year, I have the most attention on the tone of the year, although last year was Blue Lunar Storm, and I was aware of it being a lunar year the whole year because it was so demanding on all of us. And we've been in the electric year clearly since July 26, and it's way less charged. Last year, I thought about it being a Blue Lunar Storm year all the time, and I forget that it's yellow electric seed. And to that point, April 12th, which was, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago, I think it was Wednesday, was yellow electric seed. And it's a major it's a major moment in the 13 moon year. And I didn't even remember in the beginning of the day. Like, I knew it was yellow seed, maybe, but I wasn't like, wait, this is the galactic return. That's what it's called, and here's why. So July 26th is always the first day of the year, and we name the year and identify the year through the day it falls on in the Dzogchen. So July 26th was yellow electric seed, and it was the third day of the white wind wave spell. And then, always on April 12th, it is going to be the same. It's 260 days after July 26th, and it will be the same as the year bearer. It's called the year bearer, the day that dictates the name of the whole year. And so we return 260 days later to the year bearer. And so April 12th, 2021 was blue lunar storm like the year, and April 12th of this year is yellow electric seed. Now I'm going to try to explain something kind of complicated, but also intuitive, which is that the year bearer, or this 260-day completion, a movement through the entire Dzogchen over like the first 9.5 moons of the year, it's perfect to me because 260 days is a completion. It is the completion from like conception to birth, and it's 9 months, right? So here we are in the planetary moment, and the 260th day arrives, you know, right in the center, essentially, of the planetary moon. So this moon of manifestation is also the birth of whatever we began and conceived when the year started. So again, I hope you can pick up on that intuitively without me, like, I can't figure out other language for this. It's also hard because words like year bearer and galactic return are very esoteric. But basically, we're 9 months into the year that started on July 26th, the Mayan year. And 9 months, or 260 days, obviously, is the crux of everything in terms of the Dzogchen, bring the sacred count of the Maya that we specialize in here. It's reverence for life beginning at conception and then coming into a different kind of fruition at birth. So it's perfect that the moon of manifestation, the 10th tone of 13 in our year count, coincides with the 260th day of our year. I love that. And the other way I think about it is, this really is the fulfillment of our yellow electric seed year right now. It's the manifestation. It's the birth of whatever we conceived on our yellow electric seed moment when this year began. And after that, you know, it's all extra. Whatever follows in this year, in the rest of the planetary moon, and then the spectral, crystal, and cosmic moons, is something different than manifestation, which is obvious because we move into the spectral moon and the crystal moon and the cosmic moon, which are all about dissolving and distributing what we accomplish right now. Dissolving meaning our hold on it is loosened. It's removed from our grasp, everything we're holding on to in the spectral moon. And then it's shared in the crystal moon because we're not holding tight to it, so it's available. And you know, we get also to receive what other people manifested and had to let go of. And then in the cosmic moon, the last moon of the year, we're just existing in the kind of transcendent state of having achieved, but also surrendered. But right now is when something representing this year's achievement and accomplishment is realized. And in terms of the planetary moon shifting to the third week in the west, I just find that to be an accelerated moment. Within the moon, the third week in the west, in the western direction of place of transformation, of the dreaming life, the night sky descends and we move in darkness. It's a place of alchemical change that's sort of powerful and intense and a tiny bit indescribable, and it's emotional. So I think that means it's like a physically, it's like a physical feeling rather than maybe a physical result. But, you know, where our feelings are like watery physicality. That's kind of a weird description. But if you think about moving through life and getting caught in your feelings, they're usually pretty fluid and changing, and our attention is caught on them or focused on them because they demand, it's kind of like driving on a curvy road. We have to really pay attention to what's happening when things aren't as safe. And feeling states that take us in and out of feeling safe demand our attention. And I don't think we know what our physical body wants when our emotions are super engaged. So in the West, that's what it's like. Our emotions are engaged with an intensity. In the South, which celebrates the physical aspect of life, we would be finding out what our physical body feels and wants. So that's the difference, I think. So when we move into the West, you know, on days and years, but also this time of each of the 13 moons, these 7 days in the West, I think it always accentuates and really moves into another form of manifestation, what the moon is describing. This moon is describing it's the moon of manifestation, and it's like delivering a kind of result of all of the growth that preceded it. And so it's kind of exciting that we're staring down this like 7 days of ultimate, or I guess sort of rarefied manifestation that's been building for our whole year. And I'm speaking sort of from my own pulpit of home renovation. I had really thought that I would be done with this now. I mean, I thought I would be done with it so long ago, but lately I was like, oh, I'll be done with it in the moon of manifestation. And then I thought I would be done at the end of the school year, because I've been likening this to being in school. And then I just got really honest with myself that I follow this calendar, and I'm probably going to be done with it when this year is done, meaning just farther out, the end of July, not the middle of June, not early April. So what I'm saying about all this from my own, you know, pulse of my own life in regards to the 13 moon years, just, I am getting a lot done right now, and that's great. It, you know, manifestation is awesome, and I don't know what happens in the spectral moon each year, although you can be liberated to create and produce a lot. I mean, I just think that it's the undoing of whatever is kind of tightly fixated on achievement, but it's not the loss of our achievements. It's just the loss of them being pushed even farther into the sky. It's the cap on the year's achievement. And there is release and liberation when we don't have to keep climbing higher. Okay, back into the other thing going on, which is the White Wind Wave Spell. The White Wind Wave Spell, as I'm experiencing it, it's really hard to be part of human life. It's the opposite of yellow human, and we would assume that human life and yellow human are connected. I just find it hard to engage with humans right now, and I want to be away from them, out on the peripheries, and the periphery for me is probably just some, you know, edge of my property alone working, which is a really archetypally masculine enterprise. That's how I feel. I don't feel male, like a warrior, meaning it's not about testosterone. Again, please forgive me if I'm offensive in my descriptions of masculine and feminine energy. I know the world is evolving past what I have learned and sort of my own belief system about the polarity within each of us, where we have masculine and feminine qualities or elements. And to me, it's kind of like clear, like a division, like within us all is animus and anima, which is basically as balanced as the yin yang symbol. And that's it. That's our makeup. And we want to be balanced. So I'm sorry, and I mean it. I'm sorry. I don't know that I'm going to change, because this is pretty much one of my, you know, ethos. It's an ethos of mine. But getting back to what I'm trying to say, I definitely characterize White Wind as having a divine masculine energy and a practical masculine energy being the absence that we assign to a lot of men. Like, wow, thanks. You know, you ghosted me is like a very White Wind kind of activity. You know, just like, wait, he or this person who's coming from this place was here being close to me, and now they're gone. I have no idea where they went. It's as if they vanished into thin air. That's like a White Wind metaphor. And they didn't. They just got distant. You know, it's such a funny thing that those who we love and miss seem, you know, really small, like they recede. But wherever they are, they take up all the space. That they occupy all this, the same. Like someone is 6'4" in front of us, they seem really large. Then we can't even see them. But wherever they are, they have taken their whole 6'4" self, and they are present in that place. And I think that's part of the masculine dynamic of White Wind, is like a kind of perfect ability to just blow away, to disappear into another experience. And that's pretty strong archetypally masculine dynamic, different than feminine holding the home, the hearth, the fire, the heart, the child, and sort of being situated in the nest. So right now, I notice that I'm enacting that dynamic. I'm remote. I'm very invested in where I am, but I'm not connected to others so much. And also, White Wind is the same, synonymous to wood. So it makes a lot of sense to me that I'm doing well with carpentry right now. And I'm trying to find wood. And the reason that White Wind is synonymous with wood is not, you know, a decision that I or Jose Arguelles made. It's a Mayan truth that Ik, the word for wind is the same word as for tree. And so the relationship between the wind and the tree is kind of poetic and obvious, that you can't see the wind, you can just see what it moves. So we can identify what the wind is doing by how the trees move. And so they are one word, they're wed. White Wind is also a time of a lot of talking, and I didn't podcast because I'm distant. I've only podcasted once this week because I'm on a journey to the edge of my property, or actually I've been in the attic of my house doing renovation there. But I haven't been dropping down to this reality at all. And also, here giving the microphone during White Wind, and I have a lot to say. You know, I feel very blah, blah, blah. But spirit communication is a big part of this wave spell. And so I guess, you know, I'm communicating spirit right now. And I guess that's another reason I didn't get on the microphone and do the podcast, is because I don't really want to claim that I am channeling spirit right now. I'm pretty confident that I do, but it kind of works against some of my own values to be like, hey, everyone, I am confidently telling you that I am communicating spirit with a big S right now. So listen to me because I am telling spiritual truth. However, what I believe about White Wind is that all of us do that right now. If we listen to each other, we'll hear some really cool spiritual truths. And the everyday kind, meaning not like someone is holding forth with all this incredible wisdom, but rather just sort of like the nuts and bolts or meat and potatoes version of spiritual truth. You know, the everyman's spiritual truth. Like, wow, I can't believe you just said that. That was super amazing. So that's going on. I think I'll just, I want to make sure that I don't omit the way I really dropped the ball on the galactic return of Yellow Electric Seed. We have coming up just this higher pitch of moving to the peak of our White Wind wave spell. On Monday, beginning this 7-day journey through the West, we will be on White Solar Dog. So when we pulse our intention for the White Wind wave spell, it's in the name of love. So spirit communication, which is what White Wind is about, this whole wave spell is about spirit communication, the wind. It's sort of most urgent moment of trying to achieve that is by being loyal white dog disciples gathered together, you know, in our pack, our white dog pack, while we howl at the moon, or, you know, that's just me being silly, the version of how a dog is prayerful and devoted, devotional. But all of us in the White Wind moment can maybe feel on Monday on White Solar Dog that, you know, we're swelling with a loyalty, maybe not to another person, but to that spirit in the sky. And then the day of manifestation is Blue Planetary Monkey. And I'm just pointing out that Tuesday is a planetary day in a planetary moon, manifesting magic and an illusion. Wow, I'm going to just riff for a second here. I'm going to try to keep it concise. So I really believe over time, I've just, that you can follow the wave spell and it will tell you the truths about the surrounding tribe that we're celebrating. So in the White Wind time, we're going to attract our purpose when we begin with White Wind. And then each day, like, will show us something about the White Wind experience or journey. So again, on the day where we're making our wishes for what we wish to attain in White Wind, which is about communicating with spirit, and again, the spirit world, but maybe the great spirit, a kind of paternal spirit. We do that as if we are really in our hearts and loving and devotional. And then what we manifest from that is like this blue monkey magic slash, you know, illusions. I'm saying it kind of, I don't feel like I'm communicating well, but it's just so perfect that in the paternalistic spiritual programming of our world, that people are expected and invited and intend to be devotional, like at church. And what they're given as a manifestation is both magic and also illusion. So Blue Monkey is the manifestation of this wave spell, and it is true magic and childlike belief and exhilaration, but it's also sleight of hand or, you know, illusions are also lies. And I think that's just such a perfect metaphor for, it's not a metaphor, it's a description. It's such a perfect description of, say, Christianity or, you know, anything organized and dogmatic around spirituality. Okay, that was the end of that. And then Yellow Spectral Human, I would just want to mention that'll be Wednesday, and we return to the yellow human balance. And we're not just spirits in the sky. We're going to come back into our human bodies. And I wonder how that will feel for me. I'm going to pretend that I'll be back. There's two things I want to say about the future from my own perspective. I will be taking a short vacation about a week from now in the final week of the planetary moon, just a couple of days, but it's going to stress me out to do that travel. And so I'm sure I won't podcast in the middle of next week. So I'm going to aim to have two podcasts between now and when I leave, so that I'm on a regular schedule, because I'm also counting down to my own Mayan birthday. And as I have said, and wish for you to know, that coming towards your own Mayan birthday can be very uncomfortable. It can really squeeze you. And I've had that experience. I mean, I got super, super emotionally drained and depleted in the red moon wave spell that preceded this one. And currently I'm fine, but it has just cost me. I'm very much at the end of some ragged frayed rope here in my daily life. So I don't expect that to really change after I hit my Mayan birthday, but I commiserate with all of us who do feel really chewed up and squeezed and stifled and scared or overwhelmed when we come toward our rebirth moment. Mine is really imminent. It is it's a week from Wednesday. It is. I know all these Gregorian dates right now, which is too bad. But the 27th of April is my Mayan birthday. Okay, so did I omit anything important? Just pointing out that, you know, we're getting very close to the end of the Zolkin, and that yesterday was Yellow Resonance Star, which was telling us that 20 days from yesterday will be the beginning of the yellow star wave spell, yellow magnetic star, yellow resonant star, or any resonant day foreshadows the wave spell that will be celebrating that tribe 20 days forward. And so yellow star is the last wave spell of the Zolkin. And, you know, it's just worth feeling that or accepting it, because We're gratefully coming towards kind of, there's a bit of a cruise that can happen at the end of the natural time year, the 13 moon year. But starting any of the cycles of the Maya, the beginning is always waking up, being forced awake, like wake up, new purpose. And an intensity to the beginning, the origin point of any cycle, because of the magnetism, the magnetic tone. So it kind of like things, we achieve a form of enlightenment or ease through the work that we do in these wave spells. And then we start over, and it's a new set of karma and new demands on our psyche. But when we come towards the conclusion of the Zolkin, or the conclusion of the 13 moon year, there's a lot to celebrate in that we have, what do they say, air beneath our wings. You know, we earned that by elevating ourselves and aspiring. And then we just have to be raw and new and disoriented again. So take this next bit of time to be really at peace with the progress you made in this particular Zolkin round cycle that we've been in. And then the year is just kind of having this fantasy about the cosmic tone at the end of the cosmic moon that finishes our years. Pretty sweet. It's coming up. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.